to her. Hi, Valerie. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, your lad, is he off the drugs now?
No.
What help is he getting?
Well, he goes to Turning Point and he goes to the doctor's surgery. But quite honestly, he's not getting the help that I had hoped he would get in the beginning. He's been waiting for a place to go in Shropshire on a care farm, but nothing's in that direction. We're still waiting.
Now, as I said, he's 16. How long's he been on drugs, do you know?
Well, he's 42 now.
And he's been on drugs all that time, Valerie?
A couple of times he's been off, but as soon as he gets clean, somebody comes back and says, try this. And he's back on it again.
That's quite startling, really, when you actually couch it in those terms. So he's been on it for the best part of 30 years, essentially. When did you first realise that there was a problem? Because I'm sure a lot of people listening to our conversation would think, well, surely you must have known something a long time ago, Valerie.
We didn't realise at the beginning, because they can hide it very well. But the first time we realised there was something wrong was when he tried to go cold turkey. And he was very ill. And I didn't realise what it was. I thought he was just ill. And then the doctor came along and he told me what it was. You see, you talk about involving parents. But when you look at it, they won't talk to the parents.
The doctors won't talk to the parents. Is that what you're saying?
No, but it's patient confidentiality. And they won't tell me what's going on. And neither will Turning Point most of the time will not tell me what is going on. If I knew what was happening, I could be better prepared.
It sounds, just from the way you're describing this, that it's had a massive effect on you and your family life. Tell us what it's done to you.
Well, it's done an awful lot to us. Fortunately, I have a very good husband and we have stuck together. I could see that it would cause divorce in a family that was not so close. We have a Christian faith, so we keep hanging on to that. But we have lost so many belongings in the past. We don't keep precious things with us anymore. We just go on day to day and try and protect ourselves from more theft. Even last week, Stuart had the last of his teeth out, so he was down, he was depressed. He went and he had get some drugs to take him over the trauma. And that money came out of my purse.
So he actually took it from you, he stole it from you?
Yes.
And that's still going on now. That's incredible.
Yes.
You say you've got a strong faith. This must have really tested your faith and tested your relationship with your husband.
We have stuck together and we have believed in our faith, and that has been our rock and our stronghold.
Valerie, is there any hope here? Because people listening to this will be thinking, blimey, this is just an awful situation. Is there any hope when you get yourself into a situation like this with your lad doing what he's doing?
I'm sure there must be. If there were no hope, we would give up. We're always hoping that something will happen. If he could get a job or he could get on his care farm. It's boredom, a lot of it. He has no job. He has no hope for the future. He's depressed. Drugs take it away.
Some people might say just throw him out.
But then he's a problem on society. At least this way, I make sure that he's not attacking old women in the street. He's not robbing greatly the things he does. He does petty shoplifting occasionally. But he's not hitting people over the head with the sharp instruments. And is protecting society. That's what I do. And of course, you love all your children, whatever they do. You don't like what they do, but you like to take care of them.